Good evening. We are gathered for the City of Green River City Council special meeting to conduct some business on Tuesday, April 30th at 6 p.m. In attendance are Councilman Guy Webster, Larry Packer, and Ben Lenoff. Bo Harrison is excused, and Kent has to be excused as well.
I didn't hear from him.
Okay, and Kent is not in attendance. But there is a quorum, so we'll go ahead and move forward. First agenda item is discuss, approve, deny the contract to purchase water line along Hastings Road. There's a copy of it here. This is just the current contract is not what the actual like closing contract will be. That'll be drafted by our attorney. This is just so that hopefully we can start moving forward on connecting on this. As a sort of reminder, this is a line that there's been some issues with over the last year as to who owned it. We put a water meter in, discovered we did not own it, closed off that water meter. And so this is purchasing it up to city limits. And I just wanted to sort of, as part of the discussion, be able to figure out exactly what we can move forward with. Basic things within there. I can fill in the date at a later, unless anyone's got they need a specific date on there.
No.
And everyone okay with me filling that in once we sort of have the agreement done. It's between Donna Hatfield and the City of Green River. The seller and buyer, which referred to here in his party, collectively as parties. The agreement serves as an intent to purchase part of a water pipeline that's associated easements located on Hastings Road owned by the seller and to allow parties to move forward on certain efforts. The pipeline portion to be purchased begins on Hastings Road, where it ties into the current city water system and ends at city limits. Proper transfer of title and documentation of pipeline shall be completed as part of closing agreement and transfer of ownership at a later date. The reason we're moving on this now rather than waiting until closing would just be so that Keith Johnson is who wants to tie on the line. And if we wait much longer, he might run into some issues. And we've already discussed this and negotiated it, and it seems like it's going to be a good deal for us. We're just going to. We would like to move forward instead of waiting on the surveying and all the things that are going to go forward that we have to finish before closing. So that's the main reason for this. Earnest money, the buyer agrees to make a payment in the amount of $2,000 as consideration on this date and time. The earnest money deposit shall be applied to purchase price, and that would be 20% of total cost, and it will be applied to it. And so it's $10,000 for the line from where we're tying in is what has been negotiated so far. Escrow, we can hold it in escrow. We would use the Utah Public Private Investment Fund. Public Treasurer's Investment Fund is our escrow agent. And then if there are any disputes, we would work with the escrow party, and both parties have to sign for any of that money to be released. So if either side disputes, it stays in this book, which would hold up the final sale. I think most of you have purchased property before. So anyway, that's where we're standing right now with that. I wanted to get some fill in terms of if there's anything specifically you want in this that we can redline for now and then make that part of the motion. Yeah.
Exactly where is city limits and how big of a line is this?
It's a 6-inch line.
Mm-hmm. And so it's all the way from Corey Vitieri's house out to Don Hatfield's. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I believe past Don's even. Is Wilcox originally that one.
So it's where the fire hydrant is? It goes to the fire hydrant? Is that what it is?
I believe I'm not exactly sure where city limits ends.
It ends right at you have Corey's house, then you have kind of empty ground, and then you have a hayfield, green hayfield with water with the sprinkler line. Right there is city limits. That property
city
line.
City limit ends right there.
Yeah. Roughly.
So then it's a 6-inch line. So then all the other people, Pinos and all those, none of those are tied on to the line.
Oh, like much further down?
On the west side. So is the line just on?
Yeah,
so
it's just on.
It's
east
on
side.
The east side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Corey's house tied onto the line?
Corey's in city limits.
Yeah, Corey's the last city line. Last person tied on the city line.
So it's a 6-inch line. When was that put in?
Oh, 80.
That little contract we have says 84. The yeah. Non-binding template thing that we have. So that 84.
So then for anybody to go on to that, it's just a regular water fee? I mean, the same as anyone else?
Anyone that's tied on within city limits at this point would be.
Have a different setup because it's a different line or whatnot.
Anyone that's tying on at this point, I believe it would be the same as anything else where you pay for the meter and you could tie on if you're within the city limits on the line we own. We're only buying up to city limits. Hatfield will continue to own the remainder outside of city limits and be responsible for its maintenance.
So you're just buying to the city limits?
Just to the city limits.
So who own, I mean, they own it on the other part still?
Yeah.
From Corey's?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Anything that you feel like we need to change within this or that you want to add to it?
So conference, we're just buying out the city limits. Key sex would be on city limits property line, correct?
I think Keith's within city limits. Keith's within city limits, he's just not, we don't own the line that he was trying to tie onto. Because Don owed everything past Corey at that point.
As long as this guarantees that Keith's got water hookups in the city, sold him one and then had to revoke that.
Yeah, right. And part of the consideration for this agreement is her to start letting him use on the line before he closed. So sort of the, you know, we're showing we're good faith partners and we're gonna buy the line. And so she'll let him start working.
And it could end up where we purchased farther back than we anticipate because we're going off this old paperwork that's very lacking. So if the title company and surveyors and stuff determine me, it could be a longer footage just for the sake of clarity.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't change our price, just for the sake of that may come up as we discover more.
There's one thing that was brought up today that was brought to the city's attention was a concern brought forward that we would have to bring this line up to code if we buy it. And so our code is technically 8 inches right now. I can't find anything that mandates that when you purchase a line that's already in the ground. You know, if we were to lay all new line, we should definitely lay 8 inches according to our code, but if we're buying a line that's already existing and running, I can't find anything that mandates that, but that's something that, you know, when we make the motion, you know, we might just want to put the, you know, pending attorney review, and if the attorney says we don't need to update it, then we can move forward with the contract and purpose. But I honestly talked to a lot of different people today, and I can't find any reason why that would be the case.
Well, the totality of all the discussions we have, I'll make a motion to approve the contract on the water line along Hastings Road.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second, and this one needs to be roll called. Guy?
Aye.
Larry?
Aye.
Ben?
Aye.
It passes unanimously of those here. Okay, discuss approve deny agreements allowing Cantina Productions LLC to lease certain city properties for roughly the months of May and June. Did you want to talk? Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically we've got a film project coming to Green River. I'm sure most of you at this point have heard about the production coming. We will be filming on the Old Elgin Highway 6 and 50 and then at one of the gas stations on Main Street, the abandoned gas station. Those are the two film locations. What we're requesting is the use of some properties to store some of the picture cars, have office space, and then have a base camp area for production vehicles while we're filming. So the areas that we would like to rent are, I think, is it the teen center?
Mm-hmm.
The teen center, the city work or public works shop.
The old firehouse.
The old firehouse, yes. And then we are requesting the gun range to use as just like a parking base camp area for the duration of the filming.
Any questions?
How is that going to interfere with the guys working on the old firehouse? You just get moved back in there.
We did discuss it with them first. So they're actually who showed me the shop, and they said that they've been out of it for a year, so a couple more months won't affect them. They said that they can work where they've been working over the last year and just postpone moving into it until we're out.
They'd rather have the additional revenue to help them with future costs and stay out a little longer.
And we did agree to let them into the space. They've got a welder and a couple things in the corner that mm-hmm. they will still have access to. So.
Any other questions?
Well, is there a separate one for the gun range, or is that separate than these?
That's separate than these two,
because
they'll have to.
Is that through the gun range? They are going to be the voting party on that one.
Yeah. So first, we have to approve the allowance for their lease, because that's it requests that, and then their board has to approve it, and then.
Okay.
So your third agenda item is where you'll give them permission to negotiate, essentially.
I don't see any reason we don't. I kind of think that we need to figure out what city properties we have and come up with some kind of a fee schedule, or we don't have to have a special meeting to lease out a building.
Yeah.
You know, if we just look at different things and put that on agenda and kind of line item, whether we do it on square footage of buildings or what the building has, or just a set fee per building or whatever, but I'd like to see something go forward to where we don't have to individualize each one of these, unless it's something over and above what would say normal usage would be.
Yeah, we could definitely make this administrative.
Mm-hmm. So, if anybody else doesn't have any discussion, I'd like to make a motion to approve allowing Cantina Production LLC to lease certain city properties for roughly the months of May and June.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
We have a second. It's an agreement, so Guy.
Aye.
Larry.
Aye.
Ben.
Aye.
Okay. And agenda item 3, discuss approve, deny offering consent to Green River Shooting Sports Park LLC to lease a portion of the gun range to Cantina Productions LLC. This is just, within our lease agreement, we have to offer. Oh, right, we want to point out that Cantina Productions, the sports park is not an LLC, it's an incorporated. I don't believe that would have run us afoul of anything, but we... Specificity is the soul of narrative, I suppose. So, this is just offering consent to them to negotiate and use the property for that purpose.
And then to be clear on my part, you will approve it, it'll go through their board, and then we'll still pay the city?
Yeah, I believe that's how we'll work that, just because we're the landlord. So any sublease would get paid to us.
Contracts will be through you, or will they need to be through, who will the contract be signed by? Both?
I think we probably just have both signed in that situation. Okay. So like lessee, owner.
Okay.
Have three signatures. Any questions about this? If not, I would entertain a motion.
I motion that we approve offering consent to Green River Shooting Sports Park LLC to to lease a portion of Gun Range to Catalina Productions LLC.
All right. We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, and Guy.
Aye.
Larry.
Aye.
Ben.
Aye.
It is approved. Okay. If there are no other items, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
One other thing that I just, where we're here, and I think we need to be completely aware of it, is BLM's new travel management plan for the entire center goes well. I think it would be very appropriate for the city to do some discussion on that and send a letter to the BLM and voice our concerns with the closure of nearly 1,000 miles of roads that can definitely affect our town, our economy, and
do you know when that public comment opens?
I think it's about like May 18th.
Okay, so let's put it on the regular city agenda as a discussion item so we can get a letter.
And I think we need to move forward with that as a city.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm getting it from the travel council too, so it sounds like I'm going to be on a lot of letters, and it's fine.
Well. So.
it's affecting us big time too. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. A lot of trails being closed.
Yeah, that's. Then I even know the last one, Emory County and the state of Utah has filed a lawsuit one, and
Governor,
even us. I think if they reach out and ask us, I think we need to pin our support to the county and the state in that effort as well, because it definitely affects our economy. It
sure does.
So, with that, I make a motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Who was second?
Larry.
Larry.
You.
It is passed unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.